Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Advisor Pudish Hokamo calls for building just, peaceful and progressive society. Naga People's Front Central Farmers Wing to undertake statewide appreciative inquiry tour from 11th of this month. Subhendu Adhikari becomes the first BJP Chief Minister of West Bengal. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio congratulates Adhikari and National Legal Services Authority organizes second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country. Now the news in detail. Advisor for Civil Administration, Works Division and Taxes, Nagaland, Kudesh Hokamo today called upon students and youth to contribute towards building a society that is just, peaceful and progressive. Mr. Hokamo was speaking at the 25th anniversary celebration of the Chakasang Students' Union Guwahati at Panjabari, Guwahati. Highlighting the growing competitive nature of the modern world, he said every field, including education, employment, farming, and entrepreneurship, now demands dedication, perseverance, and hard work. Mr. Khamo said that entertainment and excessive dependence on the internet and social media are replacing serious learning and deep thinking, while phone-based childhoods were affecting emotional, psychological, and mental stability. Stating that Guwahati remains one of the major centers of the Northeast, the advisor encouraged students to take advantage of available opportunities, prepare for competition and explore entrepreneurship. The Naga People's Front NPF Central Farmers Wing today announced that it will undertake a statewide appreciative inquiry tour from 11th to 25th of this month. The announcement was made during a press conference held at the NPF Central Headquarters in Kohima. Addressing the media, President of the NPF Central Farmers Wing, Y. Vikhewasu, said the tour aims to directly engage with agricultural communities across Nagaland and understand the ground realities faced by the farmers.
Across Nagaland, many farmers and entrepreneurs have demonstrated exceptional initiative with or without government support. Villages are celebrating their agricultural heritage through festivals featuring local products, creating sustainable livelihoods and economic benefits for families and communities. On the other hand, the government has been making commendable contribution towards promoting agricultural activities through the distribution of seeds and saplings, providing farm tools and machineries, and importantly, developing and identifying crops clusters in regions to make farming more profitable and efficient.
Mr. Su informed that the tour seeks to identify and acknowledge Naga farmers who are performing exceptionally well and to recognize their efforts. The Farmers Wing also plans to visit Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Agri and Allied Departments to interact with officers to understand their roles and contributions. BJP Legislative Party leader Subhendu Adhikari took oath as Chief Minister of West Bengal today, heading the first BJP government in the state. Governor Arun Ravi administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Adhikari at a grand ceremony held at the Brigade Parade Grounds, Kolkata. Five cabinet ministers also took the oath along with the chief minister. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nipurio, has congratulated Subhendu Adhikari on taking oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal. In a social media post, Mr. Rio has wished him and his council of ministers a successful tenure. National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, organized the second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country today. Talking to Akashvani News, Member Secretary, NALSA, Sanjeev Pandey, said that the initiative aims to provide amicable settlement of disputes and reduce the burden on courts through participatory and people-centric mechanisms.
Today, the National Lok Adalat is being organized simultaneously across the entire country. Its primary objective is to reduce the burden of pending cases in court and to resolve disputes that are pending in courts, as well as the pre-litigation stage through mutual settlement and compromise.
He said that a wide range of disputes are taken up during the Lok Adalat, including criminal compoundable cases, cheque dishonor matters and bank recovery disputes. Mr. Pandey added that between 2023 to 2025, 12 national Lok Adalats were organized in which 26 crore cases were disposed of. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, and Atal Pension Yojana have completed 11 years of providing social security cover to citizens across the country. Ministry of Finance said these schemes were envisioned to extend affordable financial protection to all, particularly the underserved and vulnerable sections of society. These flagship schemes aim to broaden the insurance and pension landscape by shielding citizens across against life's uncertainties and fostering long-term financial resilience. Speaking about the schemes, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said over 27 crore enrollments have been done under PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, 58 crore in PM Suraksha Bima Yojana, and 9 crore enrollments under Atal Pension Yojana. Ms. Sitharaman added that claims worth more than 21,500 crore rupees for over 10.7 lakh families have been settled under the PMJJBY scheme. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today asserted that all citizens in India are equal under the Constitution regardless of their population size or religious affiliation. The Union Minister dismissed fake narratives suggesting that minorities are unsafe in the country. Mr. Rijiju was speaking at a seminar organized by the National Commission for Minorities in collaboration with Knowledge Partners, TISS, and the Pazor Foundation. Addressing the media on the sidelines of the event, he emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas ensures that no community is viewed through the lens of religion or caste. The Union Minister said that there are some elements that repeatedly try to scare Muslims and Christians by saying that they are in danger in the country. Asserting that Constitution has given everyone equal status, he said that this is far from the truth. The Union Minister also touched upon India's changing demographics, noting that Muslim population in India is expected to be among the largest globally. Stating that while the 2021 census was delayed due to the COVID pandemic, Mr. Rijiju said the next official count will provide a clearer picture. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today lauded the traditional relationship between India and Trinidad and Tobago. On his visit, Dr. Jayashankar addressed the flag-raising ceremony at the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago. He highlighted the deep cultural ties and historical bonds shared by the two countries.
India has traditionally had very warm and friendly relations with Trinidad and Tobago, and these ties have been underpinned by shared history, our struggle against colonialism, and by our very special bonds of cricket. The people of our two countries share so much in common, whether we talk of clothing and sports or food habits and traditions.
Dr. Jayashankar also met Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and explored new ideas and initiatives to further strengthen the bilateral cooperation. And the winners of the National Panchayat Awards 2025 have been announced by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, with a total of 42 panchayats from across the country being selected. The award distribution ceremony is scheduled to take place on 3rd June in New Delhi. The awards are conferred under two district categories. The Deen Dayal Upadhyay Panchayat Satat Vikas Puraskar recognizes outstanding gram panchayats for their performance across 9 localization of sustainable development goals, while the Nanaji Deshmukh Sarvottam Panchayat Satat Vikas Puraskar is conferred to the best performing panchayats at the district, block and gram panchayat levels on an overall basis. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Advisor Kudeshu Khamo calls for building just, peaceful and progressive society. Naga People's Front Central Farmers Wing to undertake statewide appreciative inquiry tour from 11th of this month. Subhendu Adhikari becomes the first BJP Chief Minister of West Bengal. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo congratulates Adhikari. And National Legal Services Authority organizes second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.